Hello, this is Marlena Lieberg for Main Menu, and I am chatting on the telephone with a voice that we heard back at CSUN, Barry Scheuer. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Marlena.
The reason that I have brought Barry back to Main Menu is we have some exciting news to share with ACB radio listeners. Barry, what is the news?
Well, the news is that I am sitting with what we joke in the manufacturing business as job one, which is the first manufactured unit of the Iris, which actually brings up, when you turn it on, ACB radio live.
This Iris will allow me to listen to ACB radio without my computer.
Yes. Not only without your computer, but without even the need for a broadband connection, with a simple dial-up phone line that you plug into the back.
Can you demonstrate it for us?
I can, and then I'll tell you where sort of we are, what's going to happen with it. I'm going to put the telephone near it. Let people hear it first. But here, this is now on, I believe, the ACB radio interactive stream. Here we go.
I told you, I'm not allowed to argue unless you pay.
Oh, all right. There you are. Well, what? That was never 5 minutes, doesn't it?
I told you, I'm not allowed to argue unless you pay.
Good enough?
That's great.
Let me describe what this looks like to people. This is a box that is only 3 inches by 4 inches by 2 inches thick, weighs less than a pound. In the front, there is only a volume control, an on-off control, an up-and-down arrow control, and 2 menu controls, which really can be ignored. There is a remote control that works with this device. And the way we're going to basically, and I say this as a production unit because it is actually in manufacture. The first several thousand units are being delivered for other applications. But what we are going to do to make this initially accessible in its maximum form is to produce an audio welcome message that will provide an index and menu of the stations. When the initial version is released, which I am hoping, I'm not promising, because obviously when you have your first production model toward getting it right, there are still things you have to do, is it will be a 20-station unit which will contain a number of radio reading and information services. It will contain a number of news channels, a number of sports channels, and, for example, in the news channels, it will contain CNN, it will contain C-SPAN, it will contain BBC World Service 2 channels, the CBC news channel, which is very good, and Bloomberg, as an example. It will have both ESPN and it will have Sporting News Radio. And then there will be about 3 or 4 music channels, maybe 5, 1 in each genre. But it will be a 19-station package plus an initial orientation menu. And when I say will be, I mean, we have that all mapped out now. What I have to do between now and when we really go into, quote, sale mode is to get the entire Play streaming system set up and working. And that's why I say, you know, hopefully this will be, I mean, this, the unit is real. It's sitting here. And by the way, that was dial-up quality. That is one of the things that is most amazing and I'm most proud of for my partners and who have worked to put this box together. There's probably going to be 2 versions of this device. The first introduced this summer, we hope, and the second, which will be probably by the middle to the end of the year. And that will be called Iris Plus. That will be a content-based database that you will call up the server and hopefully be able to subscribe to. The Iris is designed for a much, simpler, lower-cost entry. And the thing that we hope to do, and actually this is part of the package that we're putting together, one of the barriers that always exist with regard to technology for blind people is financing. Because in this case, and you know, when you introduce a product, obviously the size of your market is always an issue, because if you have limited units sold, your price is obviously higher. We have an advantage in the sense that this is a product that was not just designed for blind users. It was designed for a variety of applications and marketplaces, and our partners are involved in that. But Obviously, the costs do go down as you number of units go, but obviously I also wanted to find a way for the reading services to make this easily affordable, because what we envision is that, and in talking to some of the reading services, they are delighted to have the application of new technology for those that both stream on the web now and those that are looking to stream on the web in the immediate future.
Could we hear a sample of how a radio reading service sounds?
Let me switch the box. I'm just tuning the... This is how easy it is to tune the station. I have just pushed the button to tune it, and in about 4 seconds, I believe we will have the next signal. Yep.
Workers, then they can easily replace. In the aerospace industry, for example, some 27% of workers are likely to retire by 2008. And at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, 22% of workers are already over 55 years old.
One of the things that we always deal with in this community of adaptive devices is the higher cost of our devices, higher than mainstream devices. What kind of costs are we looking at for Iris?
Well, what we have worked out is a financing mechanism that is much like your cable TV. That in fact allows for the lease of a box, a lease purchase of a box, if you will, a subscription to the channel services, as well as the packaged internet connection. And what you are likely to be looking at when you finally get the paperwork to subscribe is a $20 per month charge for all of those things combined, all three of them, the service, the receiver, and the subscription and content, so the ISP, the service, and the receiver itself. And after a period of time, which is likely to be about 2.5 years, that will drop considerably because you will by then own the receiver. So the financing, I think, is a really important characteristic for any product that is introduced to this community.
Absolutely. You know, the interesting things about ACB Radio is that we have learned that the majority of our members in ACB don't have computers.
Right.
And so this will then bring ACB Radio to everyone who wants it.
Absolutely, and at a very inexpensive cost that allows, and you know, what we would do is do this, you know, utilizing a credit card where you are basically paying an amount of money like you do for your cable or your TV bill every month, and you have all of those three things.
Will all four ACB radio streams be on Iris?
To be determined yet. My goal, because we're starting with about 19 streams, plus the orientation, I suspect it will be the main two in the first, followed by the four when we increase the size of the database in the other unit by the end of the year.
So we're probably looking at starting with interactive and mainstream then, is that
correct?
Right?
That's exactly what we're looking at starting with. Which makes sense.
Sure.
Because, you know, again, there's a lot of information services out there that people want that are streaming on the web. We are looking to carry the best of the radio reading services across the country in this. And my other goal, of course, is to help this be a fundraising ability for the reading services, particularly, who are always strapped financially. Because in using a new technology, it gives them the ability to go out and say, we have a listener base that we want to have these receivers available for. And, you know, obviously the other thing that this does is that radio reading services have always had difficulty knowing who their listeners are. Because just listening to the radio, you know, there's no Nielsen or Arbitron ratings for radio reading services.
No.
Well, the thing about this is when you're doing web broadcasting and web streaming, you do know who your listeners are because it shows up on your server. For the first time with these devices, the reading service will know what programs are popular and what programs are not. Believe it or not, on the unit I'm actually looking at, there is actually a feature that when you're listening to a station, and if you like that station, you can push the yes button, sort of give the programmers and the producers the knowledge of what is being listened to. And that will help shape the future sort of interactiveness of the programming. And that, to me, is a very, very exciting development.
Can I set presets with this thing, with
Not
my
yet.
Favorites? Okay.
Not yet. Because it's such a small, it's a limited box with a limited price with a limited station set. But again, I'm looking at a plus unit that runs a bigger database, your ability to add material and information to a database, and the ability to do presets as you set that up. And, you know, that's clearly the way this goes. When I'm looking at the simplicity, I almost call it elegance of this box, it is such a simple unit. I mean, it looks almost like a small table radio from the 1970s. By the way, the other thing I should say about the sound quality in this is connectable to stereo speakers. There is a mono speaker built in it because it's a very small box. But when you connect it to stereo speakers, you enhance the quality quite significantly. And that's a good thing. And these things are so small and portable, you can just carry them around. What I really like is the connection time and the simplicity. I mean, somebody can take their phone line. By the way, call waiting will not interrupt the stream. That's a question that some people have. But this has got software built into this that call waiting does not become a problem. It doesn't disconnect you. It just bypasses it. So what I like the most is the ability to take this, plug in your phone line, push the on button, and 90 seconds later, you have ACB radio or a radio reading service that is within the initial selection list come up.
Now, will I be connected to an internet service provider locally, or is that through an 800?
It is locally. It is a local number. At some point, we may set this up for people to use their own ISP provider, but it's much easier for us to send out boxes pre-programmed with your local number in. That's what we are going to do, so that when you tell us where you live, when you order this in a call center, they will take down your zip code, and that will have them send out the box already pre-programmed for the ISP number that it dials. What really was one of the issues that I was really wrestling with is that I wanted to have a unit that would work on what's called a dial-up network, which most of, you know, the listeners on Main Menu know about, but not everybody does, as opposed to a broadband or a DSL or a cable connection. Because if somebody doesn't use a computer, they have no reason to have broadband in their house. But allowing this to work on a dial-up makes it much simpler for somebody to just plug it in and utilize it. And that's the real challenge there was to have the engineers come up with a rebroadcast of a dial-up quality-wise that allowed really good continuous streaming quality to come over a dial-up with its limited, you know, connectivity and bandwidth. That's what our engineers have been able to do, and that's why this stream has not stopped yet. I mean, I haven't heard, as we've been talking, I have it playing in the background on ACB radio, and there's not been one interruption in this stream since we started talking for buffering.
What if I am traveling somewhere? Can I make it work in another city if I go to visit my sister?
Yes, if you go to visit your sister, what you will end up doing is calling one of the service reps, and they will take you through a process for re-entering the number and your password. Each box is user password addressable, and I think you can understand why that is.
Yes.
Because you don't obviously want them to be stolen.
Right.
Yes, you can do it. Right now, it's to be honest with everyone, it's a little bit more of a complicated process than I would like. And I will also say that it does require some sighted assistance. You could do it without any sight at all, but you would really have to. I mean, there are about 12 steps to doing it, and I'm not so sure. It's just not the easiest thing to do right now. What I want to do is that the second model that we deal with this, which will have real, it isn't going to have any speech in it other than the welcome, because there isn't really any need for it. It's just, you know, a simple radio box that's tunable. What we're going to do with the Iris Plus is build the speech in, because when you have a much bigger database, and that will allow me to build in the speech-based menuing system in Unit 2.
You've spoken about the Iris Plus here. Will there be an upgrade opportunity for Iris owners who get in with the first model should they want to upgrade to the Iris Plus when it comes out?
For people who want to go to the bigger unit at some point, there will be a good trade-in policy and an upgrade policy, because I greatly believe in early adopters and having, you know, users, particularly ACB members and people who use radio reading services, want to have the ability to have this in their hands. And there may be a lot of people who don't really want to change or have a reason to go up to something that is more comprehensive, especially in the radio reading service world. but that's going to be an option, you know, at some point. So it'll be easier for you to change it and set it up at your sister's.
Do you foresee a time when Iris will be wireless and I can sit in an airport lounge at a Wi-Fi point and dial up ACB radio and have a listen?
Yes, I do. Real simply, we were working on that as part of the Aviva. It may not be the Iris product. It may ultimately be the Aviva product because, again, it depends on your size of your market. I mean, that's always been the particular issue, which is, can you, for example, if we end up working with a number of radio reading services and there's demand for it, I don't mind dealing with it in a way that makes that happen. We were looking into that as part of the Aviva, which will ultimately probably be in there first. But, you know, the challenge is you don't want to price the product out of the market.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay? And, you know, and again, this uses a phone dial-up, although it does right now. I could do this on Ethernet just as easily. This is not just a phone dial-up device. For those of you, you know, when this is available, who have got, you know, Ethernet connections, it's perfectly connectable.
So can I run it through my cable connection if I have cable?
I haven't done it with cable. I've just done it on a, you know, on a typical Ethernet line, on a network line.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't done it on a cable modem. So, I mean, I suspect the answer is yes, but don't hold me to it because I don't know. I haven't tasted it yet.
You've mentioned the Aviva. Can you tell us what's going on with that?
As some of you may remember, last year at the National ACB and NFB conventions, we showed the prototype for a device known as the Aviva from Talking Solutions, which stood for Audio Video Internet Voicing Appliance. And it was a complete prototype of an entertainment system with speech-based menus. And we were hoping to have that out earlier this year, but we had some real tragedy, which is in our manufacturing prototype was literally stolen off an airplane. Now, the Aviva, Marlena, is not dead. After it was stolen, it really slowed us down financially because I had to go deal with the insurance company. And because that literally contained 2 years of our intellectual property work, which we have pretty much recreated, but it cost us obviously a lot of time and money. And what we were hoping to do by bringing out this product first is to both give us the capital and sort of the market to introduce something. Because I really felt that when you make a promise to the community to say you're going to try and do something, you have to do it the best way possible. So we expect to have the Aviva hopefully completed by the end of the year. And that, of course, is the combination, you know, the book reading and downloading and streaming system and storage system, as well as the internet radio system, as well as the combination CD player, DVD player, all with talking controls and menus. And obviously, that is a much more complex device. That is a computer within a box.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about that on future issues of Main Menu. Okay, so what's next for Iris, and when will we see it?
Again, this is a production model. This is actually coming out of the factory in the first batch of units. But I still have some work to do with the engineers and with the manufacturers before we put it out. I mean, obviously we've got to incorporate the speech instruction, you know, channel into this. We've got to produce, you know, information in various media, audio, you know, CD, Braille, large print, that's because that's the only way to do this and, you know, have a little bit of a virtual tutorial, if you will. And, you know, and also I have to, you know, work out and make all the financing arrangements so we actually have all the legal documents done to do that. But I want to show this now to show that there is a working unit. It does exist. It's gone through manufacture. There are always some issues that can come up. That's why I sort of always caveat myself a little bit. But this isn't a prototype. This is built and, quote, sold. And, you know, we're working with our partners who are in the direct manufacturing end, and they've said, here is your box with ACB radio and Talking Information Center. And they're supposed to show me, and I'm hoping we do. Right now we've got three streams working on this model, and by the end of this month I'm hoping to have a dozen. And then maybe we'll go to 20 in sort of a couple of week phase. And that's sort of where we're going with this because the streams have to keep expanding.
Will you be at the ACB convention in Birmingham with it this summer?
I will be at ACB convention with this box. I will be at ACB convention. You know, Marlena, that, we also are the owner of the Talking RX Inc. company. and are looking into it, not only the Talking Rx prescription bottle, which, you know, a number of you listeners know about from some stuff that you and I have done before, but hopefully with some other products that are sort of in the line of what I call talking universal appliances, which are devices that work both for people who are visually impaired and people who are not visually impaired, but can benefit from the use from a talking device. And that is our whole concept in operating these two companies, is to create devices that, what I call it, crossing the digital divide. And that digital divide is the divide that works for people who have special needs, if you will, and people who don't.
Well, Barry Scheuer, I am looking forward to seeing Iris become a reality. I am looking forward to the day when every ACB member, every blind person anywhere, with or without computer, can receive our programming as well as Radio Reading Service programming, news, sports, all the things that you've mentioned. And I congratulate you for bringing this to the door of the market with the promise that you will be through that door and it will be available.
Thank you. It's a nice testimonial from you. We've worked very hard, and an awful lot of people, a lot of very dedicated engineering people have made a lot of personal sacrifices, design people. I have told you before that our team is composed of a number of both blind and sighted engineers. And I'm really gratified to see what a really talented mix of people can produce when they're given the opportunity and the resources to work with.
Do you still have the ACB radio stream up?
Yep.
Let's go on with ACB radio.
Let's finish off with ACB radio. Hang on.
If you would like to contact Barry Scheuer, you may call him in the U.S. at area code 617-969-7500, extension 106, or email Barry at bscheuer, that's B-S-C-H-E-U-R, at scheuer.com. For Main Menu, this is Marlena Lieberg.